This is the news in brief from the United Nations in Geneva. Food aid deliveries have resumed to thousands of people affected by violence in Myanmar's northern Rakhine state, the UN said on Friday. Bettina Lusche from the World Food Programme, or WFP, said that 32,000 individuals had received supplies out of the 36,000 the agency planned to reach.
We have been able over the last few weeks to bring food to these 32,000 people in northern Rakhine. We work with the local government, with local NGOs. WFP staff is on the ground doing its own distributions, and we are accompanying every convoy and every distribution to make sure that the food reaches the people.
The WFP spokesperson said that the distributions are ongoing and the agency hopes to continue its work this month in northern Rakhine. It's there that a military sweep in response to attacks on police posts has led to the exodus of nearly 650,000 Rohingya Muslims since late August, according to UN Migration Agency IOM. That exodus from Rakhine State is ongoing, says UN Refugee Agency UNHCR, which said on Friday in Geneva that more than 20,000 people arrived in camps in Bangladesh last month and more are arriving every day. Inside refugee camps in Bangladesh, the World Health Organization is working with authorities to counter a deadly diphtheria outbreak. The highly contagious respiratory disease has already claimed 6 lives and been linked to 110 suspected cases. A 2-week vaccination campaign is due to start this weekend, with 300,000 doses for vulnerable refugees. The mass evacuation has begun of almost 4,000 migrants from Libya to Niger, the UN Migration Agency, IOM, said on Friday. IOM is supporting the air charter operation, which has been organised by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Niger and the Niger Embassy in Tripoli, where the migrants registered for voluntary return. Separately, IOM has also supported the return on Thursday of more than 160 Guinean migrants held in detention centres near the Libyan capital, Tripoli. They included 7 unaccompanied children. IOM spokesperson Leonard Doyle said that the challenge is to persuade others not to make the same journey in the mistaken belief that they will find work and a better life in Europe. He called on social media companies to play a more active role in deterring potential victims of trafficking and abuse.
It's not by accident that the numbers coming through are so big. Obviously people are in a tough place, and we're talking about the economic migrants primarily. We're not talking about refugees seeking asylum. That's another very important category. We're talking primarily about people who are unemployed, don't have a job, feel they can get a job, and are fooled by the Pied Piper of smugglers turbocharged on social media pages, and then find that they're being tortured on Facebook Live, so that their families pay extortion money. I mean, it's all documented.
Under the scheme, the returnees are eligible for a small stipend for retraining and help with setting up a small business. And finally, human rights belong to everyone, but they are being challenged across the world, despite long-standing protections to people afforded by the Universal Declaration made in 1948. That's the message from UN Rights Chief Zayed Raad Al Hussein ahead of Human Rights Day on Sunday, the 10th of December.
Human rights are essential to all of us, like the air we breathe. We may barely notice when our human rights are respected, but millions of people suffer acutely from their absence and cry out for them to be upheld. The Universal Declaration has helped countless people gain greater freedoms and equality.
The High Commissioner's comments coincide with the start of a year-long campaign, Stand Up for Human Rights, to raise awareness about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The initiative will culminate in the 70th anniversary of the pledge in 2018. Drafted by representatives with different legal and cultural backgrounds from all over the world, the declaration was proclaimed by the post-war UN General Assembly as a common standard for all peoples and all nations. It is the most translated document in the world and available in more than 500 languages. In 1948, when Eleanor Roosevelt presented the declaration to the UN General Assembly, she spoke of her hope that it might become the international Magna Carta for all peoples. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.